Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree.
Well, I hope you enjoyed my little tune there. Actually, that was my man Frank singing one of his many Christmas songs. And I'm here to talk to you about Christmas cheer or fear today. I understand that Christmas has become a secular holiday, and some people celebrate it religiously and some don't. Some celebrate it secularly and some don't. Some exchange gifts and some don't. Listen, I'm open to everyone. I'm not drawing conclusions here, but I will say this. When a Walmart employee is trampled by people running into the store trying to buy gifts, that's above and beyond. There's something wrong with them, and there's something wrong with the holiday. Two men shot each other in an argument that their wives got into over the gifts they were trying to get. A woman jumped on a man's back and tried to wrestle a laptop away from him, which she claimed was hers. There have been hundreds of injuries so far reported across the country, and the shopping season has just begun. Somehow, those injuries never happen online, do they? What is this season about? I mean, no matter what you celebrate, remember Seinfeld? The great Jerry Stiller, George's father, had a holiday called Festivus. There was a Festivus pole, and insults were flung at a certain part in the festivities. I think there were feats of strength. I'm not sure. I don't know what you celebrate, but I'll tell you, well, Christmas is omnipresent. It's ubiquitous. When I'm in Hong Kong around this time of year, the entire waterfront is lighted with brilliant, brilliant decorations on the office buildings. If you stay in the Regent Hotel, or what used to be the Regent Hotel, which has a beautiful view from the Kowloon sign to the Hong Kong side, you'll see just fantastic, fantastic decorations. Everybody seems to celebrate the holiday. And you know, most of us, we give gifts. We sit with our family. We share meals. We relate stories. We relate those family stories that have become legendary. That's what we do. But to sit in a lawn chair for 18 hours and miss your Thanksgiving meal with your family just so you can save $150 on Christmas gifts at the local discount store, I think is psychotic, pathological. There's something wrong there. So what if you save $50 off? You really want to save? Shop Christmas Eve. You'll save a lot more. Believe me, the prices will come down more. Do what a lot of people do. Shop online. They'll gift wrap for you. Save yourself the trouble. I don't care what you observe, and I don't care what you don't observe. I don't care what you celebrate, and I don't care what you don't celebrate. Although I think not celebrating holidays is, well, it's just lonely. But isn't it just plain humanity to ask that you treat each other, and especially that we treat ourselves with respect and dignity that we all deserve? I don't care what holiday it is. I think that should be a normal part of our human condition. Don't you?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Take this opportunity to start enjoying the great holiday season coming up right now. Don't miss a moment enjoying it the way you should. Start now, really.